Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got a great event, a family event coming up at the last Saturday of January. Joining us on the phone line, she wears many hats in our community. MJ Thompson is on the line with Stratford Winterfest. Good morning, MJ.
Good morning.
MJ, you must be happy to see the snow this early January.
Well, you know, it's been pretty amazing. I have a morky that can't get out the door a lot of times this last few days, so it's been pretty funny.
Yeah. Exactly. So
it's very white out there.
We've got Stratford Winterfest slated for Saturday, January 25th, and this is at Upper Queen's Park, Stratford. This is always a big family event.
We love this event because it really does incorporate all the best things about winter. The things that most people avoid, it's getting outside, getting some activity, meeting with people in the community and having some fun while you do it.
Absolutely. So again, the big thing with this, as you mentioned, this is a free family event, and often there aren't too many free family events that folks can enjoy. So again, it's all at Upper Queen's Park. There's performers, family activities, food trucks, and so much more.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the activities that are going to go on, because there really are a lot of really fun things this year. We have some new things, and being Zoltan the Adequate Show, and we're going to be making some maple taffy on ice, which is really cool. That is something we have not done before, and the Great Canadian Lumberjack Show is coming back. They haven't been for a long time, so we're really excited that they're going to come and perform their show this year.
Oh, it sounds great. So again, it's performers, it's family activities, and boy, in terms of food trucks, you got Features going to be there with the smoker. How amazing is that?
Yeah, I think that the food fair is going to be definitely worth the trip out, even if you're not a completely winter person. They came to us, Features came to us last year, and they did such an amazing job that they're coming back. So we're pretty excited about the fact that they'll be there. The other thing is, there are other trucks that are going to be there. We've got the Broken Ice Company with the maple taffy, as we talked about. Tim Hortons will be there with coffee, and we've got lots of other things going on. We've got face painting. The Avon Co-op Nursery School is going to be doing face painting. And we've got the Little Track Small Animal Petting Zoo. We've got snowshoes from the Stratford Bird Museum. Stratford Police Service is going to be there with a vehicle. I think it really is a community event. So what we try to do is incorporate a lot of things that are local and some things that are interesting, like John Walker from Follow the Old Forge. He's become a regular because he's well-loved at our event, so, we've invited him back again this year. And also, we're going to have the Fighting Irish there doing a hockey shootout, so we're really, really making it local.
And it's going to be so much fun. So bring the whole family. Again, it's for the last Saturday of January, Saturday, January 25th, and make it a day at Upper Queen's Park. But I guess in the meantime, MJ, we are kind of doing the countdown. There's a couple of events happening this week. There's a trivia night set for this Wednesday.
That's right. Rotorack does a trivia night at the Jobsite Brewing Company, and we'll have quite a few representatives from the committee for Winterfest that are going to be competing. So if you want to come out and have some fun with us, the fundraising that happens that night comes to us. So we're kind of excited that, there are other things in the community that help us raise money to do what we do at the end of January. The other things that we should probably talk about, we have a cold blizzard soup, fruit soup, that we're going to be doing on Saturday at Soups On. And then, the kickoff to the big weekend for Winterfest is an afternoon of Pepperama at the Chartwell and Hathaway retirement community. They're doing it, and also the Yuck Yucks on the Friday night. Now, typically that sells out. I haven't got the up-to-date information on whether it is yet or not, but that happens on the Friday night. And Breakfast with the Legion on the Saturday, so that's another exciting addition to this year. The other thing that we will have is we're doing a free skate on the Sunday. All this information is available on our website at Stratford Winterfest. So if you want to get a full itinerary of all the events and the times, just to give you an idea when you want to come, that's where you find it. And the other thing that happens is all of these things are constant. We have lots of games for the kids. There are alpacas, animals, all the wonderful things that kids love to do. And yes, that stuff is free.
Yeah, you bet. Again, with a great support with the City of Stratford and from all the sponsors that make something like this a great, great community event and a great, great fun day out. So much is happening. As we mentioned, Rotaract Trivia Night at Job Site. That is set for this Wednesday for Stratford Winterfest. Coming up Saturday at Soups On with the Alzheimer's Society, Perth Huron. Winterfest will be there with another great cold soup. We've got a Hawaiian Luau dance party set for Saturday, January 18th at Grayson Mills, and again, the full weekend of events with Stratford Winterfest, the last Saturday of January. StratfordWinterfest.ca. MJ Thompson with all the details. MJ, there's so much going on. We're going to have to chat again next week.
Happy to do so. Well, hopefully we still have some snow.